We're back to each one, reach one. We're back to that. It's kind of gotten dormant a bit. I know for me it has. And there's, you know, the whole thing with Pastor Allen, it was a busy time. We had lots of things to do. But we don't want to let that fall to the ground. We want to keep that alive. We won't be doing it every week, but we will be picking it up so it doesn't go dormant. It's so important that we think about what we're supposed to be doing, and that is reaching the lost. That's why we're here. Two reasons: to serve God, to worship God, and to reach the lost. Really, because that's what else is there, right? So I want you to turn to Matthew 28:19. Matthew 28, verse 19, the Great Commission. We all know it. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Four verbs: go, teach, baptize, and there's one missing. Go, teach, make disciples. Another translation says make disciples. Go, teach, make disciples, baptize. It does not say save them. Does it? It doesn't say save them. It said go, teach, make disciples, and baptize. So now I want you to turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. I'm going to try and get through this in 20 minutes. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word with boldness. They'd already been filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But it says here, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So they were refilled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So what happened from Acts chapter 28, the Great Commission, to Acts chapter 4, verse 1? What happened? Because the word of God, the word of God spread like wildfire. People were getting saved like wildfire. What happened? They got filled with the Holy Ghost. They were working with the Holy Spirit. And that made all the difference. Let's go to our favorite scripture, Mark 16, verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. It doesn't say save them. It said go to them and preach to them. And we've broken that down before. When we got filled with the Holy Spirit, we had the anointing, the power to be a witness, to tell, to speak. And so we are instructed. It is our assignment to go and tell. And then in verse 20 of Mark chapter 16, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming what they said with signs following. We're instructed to go. So our job is to go and tell, and the Holy Spirit's job is to confirm what we say with signs following. Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters of the deep. And absolutely nothing happened until God spoke. And then the Holy Spirit went to work. Why would it be any different for us when we go and tell? When we go and tell, do they get saved at that moment? Not always. Not always. But our responsibility is to go and tell. Go and teach. Go and preach. Go and be a witness. Go and tell. That's my assignment. That's my job on this earth as long as I'm living here. I want us to turn to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. This whole chapter is a lot to say about Stephen. Paul was destroying the believers, and the church, the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, the church was scattered abroad. No more church. No more church building, and that's why they started house buildings and meeting at the river and whatever, because the persecution was so, so intense. But Philip, he was in a certain city, and signs and wonders were following what he was saying. He went and preached. Signs and wonders. Devils were cast out. People were healed. The lame were healed. And it is powerful. It's so powerful. But then in verse, let me get to my notes. I just lost my train of thought. So I have to go back to my notes. In verse 26. Acts 8, verse 26. This is after Peter had been in a certain city and signs and wonders happened. He had great meetings, powerful meetings, powerful meetings. Philip was an evangelist, and the meetings were absolutely powerful. In verse 7 of chapter 8, it says, for 6 and 7, and the people with one accord gave heed unto the things which Philip said, hearing and seeing the miracles which Philip did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame and were healed. And there was great joy in that city. He just had this meeting. So then in verse 26, Bible says, let's read that. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip and said, arise, go towards the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is the desert. The angel of the Lord said, go south, the route of the desert. And we know this story, but it's so good. There's some words in there that are just so powerful, that are just so powerful. Verse 27, and he arose, he was instructed to go, and he arose and he went. And behold, there was a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to the chariot. So Philip ran up quickly and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. He heard him. So he was reading the book of Isaiah out loud, and Philip heard him. And he said to him, do you understand what you are reading? And the eunuch answered, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he asked Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray, of whom does this speak? Of this, of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth at the same time and preached unto him Jesus. And as they were on their way, they came to a certain water. They were in the desert. There is no water in the desert. And like what I'm trying to get you to see is the work of the Holy Spirit as Philip is being instructed to go and tell. It's amazing. As they were on their way, they came unto certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does it hinder me from being baptized? In the desert, where there's never water. We know that. There's not water in the desert ever. It's all of a sudden, there's water. And when they were come, verse 39, when they were come out of the water, the Spirit caught away Philip, and Philip was found as a Azotus. He was translated. But the message is, the Spirit of God said, go south, the route of the desert. Can you imagine being that keen to the Holy Spirit, being that aware of the Holy Spirit's direction? And that's what we need to develop, because I believe he's talking to every single one of us every day. And I'm sure, I don't know how many times a day I've missed it. When there's somebody on your heart, when there's somebody that, while you're at church, you thought of them. Just out of the blue, you're thinking about something, that he's telling you something, and we need to wake up to it. And that's been my prayer. Wake me up. Wake me up. Wake me up to it. But Philip was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God said to him, go south, the way of the desert. So he knew exactly what road to take, what route. And then there was a chariot, and the guy was reading the book of Isaiah out loud, and he said, go connect yourself with that chariot. Step two, like amazing. Instructed what to do because he knew the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amazing. And then the eunuch invites him to sit in the chariot, and he preaches Jesus to him. What was Philip's job? Listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, go. Go specifically, what road to take? South, the way of the desert. Connect to that chariot that's up there. But, you know, get connected to him. And this plan of salvation, the Holy Spirit did the work as Philip obeyed instantly. And he was saved. He didn't tell Philip to save him. He said, just go and listen to my instructions, and I'll do. We just read in Mark 16:15, God, the Holy Spirit, working with the disciples, confirming what they were saying with signs following. My job is to tell. The Holy Spirit is to save. But if I don't tell, what does the Holy Spirit have? Genesis 1, and the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the earth, and nothing happened until God said. It's no different today. And so the key is, like in the book of Acts, what happened from Matthew 28, the Great Commission, to Acts chapter 4, verse 31, with great power, they spoke with boldness. I mean, if you read the Gospels, you see how carnal they were. You see how every day they were just like us. They fought with their wives. They had trouble with their kids. They kicked the dog and all that stuff. They were just like us. They're no different. Got mad at the boss. They're no different. But boy, in Acts chapter 4, the people around them said, these guys are not even educated. They're not even educated. They're unlearned men. And look at the power they're walking in. So it doesn't take an education. It takes being yielded to the precious Holy Spirit and doing what he tells us to do. You know, I think I shared this once before, this story I heard. A lady walked into Walmart, and sometimes she goes, I'm not looking at anybody because I don't want the Holy Spirit to tell me anybody because I don't have time today. I have to do this. But the Holy Spirit caught her and said, go buy some diapers for that lady. They're struggling, and ask if you can pray for them. They had revival right there in Walmart. She said, in Walmart. Right? What if, while I'm in prayer, what if, while I'm in a service, a certain person comes to mind? What if we need to follow that out? Am I missing something? What are you telling me, Holy Spirit? What are you telling me? Wake up. That's my prayer. Wake me up. Because that has been so dormant in the church. In me. I'm not an evangelist. But even though Timothy was a pastor, Paul said to him, you do the work of an evangelist. Well, that would apply to me as well. Do the work of an evangelist. So Philip arose, the Spirit of God spoke to him. He arose, he went, he ran up to the chariot, and the guy got born again, step by step by step. Why would it be any different for you and me? Why would God not tell us the same if we are awake to it, if we are alert to it? What if? Right? Because Philip did what he was asked to do, the Holy Spirit was able to move. He could have ran right past that chariot. So, yeah, no, that's not the one. No, it's got to be another one. Could have ran right past it. Or he could have sat down and said, I'm tired, and missed the opportunity. What if? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And they went and preached. They went and told. And the Lord confirmed what they told with signs following. If we have proof, we have evidence in the Word of God. If we do things according to the plan and the purpose of the Holy Spirit, step by step, we have evidence that the Holy Spirit is working with us. And there will be fruit from what He's telling us to do. Does everybody get saved all the time? No, because He doesn't tell us to save. He tells us to tell. Our job is to tell. His job is to save. We can't save them, but our job is to tell. Preach, speak, teach, whatever, however the Holy Spirit opens that door. It's so critical. Philip did not save that man. Philip was obedient to what the Spirit of God was telling him, and the Holy Spirit was able to save that man because of Philip's obedience. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's so awesome. So then, you know, the question is, do I have the heart to do this? Do I have the heart to do this? If the answer is no, then we need to say, God, what is it in me that's stopping me? I'm scared. I'm intimidated. I don't know what to say. What if they don't believe me? What if they get mad? It's all stuff the enemy will feed us, right? You know, what if I look like an idiot? What if? What if? But what if you don't look like an idiot? But what if you do know what to speak? If you're being led by the Spirit each step by step, the Holy Spirit will confirm what you are saying with signs following. We have the Word of God to back that up. So I want to wake that up in you again, you know. And I think we need to, if you know, and I've had to do this. Do I have a heart to do this? If the answer is no, then Lord, what is in the way? Why am I not awake to this? Why don't I see the lost the way you see the lost? Why don't I? And so that's how we'll pray tonight for the next 20 minutes. Awake this in me, if that's what you want. Awake this in me so I think about others, so I see others the way you see them. And say, God, I'm sorry for being afraid, for being intimidated, for being insecure, whatever's in the way, for trying to do it on my own. You know? Then there will be a flop when you try and do it on your own, because that just doesn't line up. And so wake up. That's all I can say. God, wake us up to what you want us to do. You want us to tell. You want us to be a witness. You want us to reach one. And when he gives you a face, when he gives you a name, write it down and follow it and say, God, what is it you want me to do? You know, it's not very often where people run up to you and say, tell me about Jesus. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You know, I've only had that happen once when we were with the Bikers Ministries. And we were in the woods in a restaurant, kind of like where we just ate last week, Pinecroft, kind of like that. We were with Jerry Savell Ministries. And a lady walked up to me, right up to me, and she said, what is it that you got? I see it in your eyes. I never had that happen since, only one time. I see it in your eyes. I've got to have what you've got. And I was able to lead her to the Lord. But, I mean, that's rare. Our instruction is go tell, go preach, go speak to who God has put on your heart. When you look at it that way, it's not difficult. When you see the pattern with Philip, he just did exactly what the Holy Spirit told him to do. And the results were supernatural. I mean, he was the king he was the eunuchs of the eunuchs and did everything that Queen Candace or whatever her name was, you know, like had it all under his control. So how many people did he touch when it was all said and done? Awesome. So awesome. Amen? So we're going to pray. God, wake me up to this. If there's something in the way, show it to me so I can get rid of it. It's not difficult. We have one assignment, go tell. And what if we listen to the Holy Spirit and do it His way, He will confirm what we are telling. Keep that in mind. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're working in us, that you are working in us. You want to reach the city with the good news. It is your will. We know that. And there's just a few of us, but just 12 disciples changed the world. So we have the potential to do the same. Wake us up. Wake us up. Wake us up. Show us what's in the way. Show us if there's things that I need to repent of in Jesus' name that are hindering that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to you and we ask that you help us. Pray that out so that we are alive and we are sensitive to you, Holy Spirit, and we will do what you've instructed us to do. We have one job, and that is to go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell. Help us to pray this, Holy Spirit, and wake up this group of ours in the name of Jesus so that we take this city in the name of Jesus.